Hello, people. This is episode 143, and very hard to get together episode 143. We had Hummel in Chicago doing a funeral for his grandfather. Not doing a funeral, but at a funeral for one of his grandfathers. We had Melissa, the flop, who's been missing for 2 months on a girls' trip to Nashville. And we had Bender, who's going to set in with me, which I even posted a retro pic of the wrap, the original logo that we lasted for a few episodes. And it was just going to be he and I kicking it like we used to about really, really geeky stuff. And then he texted and said, Rachel might be having contractions, so she might be in labor. So probably smart on his part coming over to my house and getting like shit faced drunk while doing a podcast. Wouldn't have went over well if she would have went into labor. So what I did is I went to my bag of tricks and I found a Turner. Yeah, former Bad Idea host and current, and you get to that in the end of the episode, obsessive disc golfer. We talk about smoking aces, and we talk about a lot of things. And I'm going to link a lot to the podcast because they're doing some real good things with fundraiser stuff. He had one of his players, and I apologize, I don't have my notes in front of me. They're on the floor 5 feet from me, and I can't pick them up. Not while I'm recording this. But they had a player die from a heroin overdose, which is very sad. So they have a very good fundraiser going and a cool logo, and I'm going to put that up on the podcast. So so shout out to Smoking Aces, not a sponsor of the show, but if they want to be there, they certainly can be. But you know who is a sponsor of the show? The Beer Sauce Shop, who just turned one. They had their 1 year anniversary Saturday, and it was a flavor fest of some great jambalayas and some awesome pies and cake, and I had some good beers. I stopped in, couldn't spend the whole day there because with the wife away, I was in charge of back to school shopping, and I gotta tell you, I think I nailed it. So all of that said, you know, the Beer Sauce Shop, back to them, right? 318 Mid Rivers Mall Drive, you know, over 500 individual craft beers. I think that's right. 225 or more whiskeys and other kind of flavors like tonics and things of that nature. And then you have thousands upon thousands of rubs and sauces. So it's the place to go for anything that tastes great and can get you drunk, obviously, honestly. So go do check them out. Tell them we sent you. And then, you know, hit our boy up, Alex. He's got big things going on. He's always got all kinds of – but don't even worry about our promo. Just see what he's got going. That's www.mybomberjackets.com, hashtag war on warm. And that way you can get those beers and then keep them colder longer. Enough said. I'm going to go ahead and let you get into the episode. This is episode 143. It features Scott Turner, Scott the neighbor, the man up the road, former podcast host his own right. And like he says in here, he gets the itch. So maybe he'll be a podcast again. But you know what? Listen to the bomb. See what you think. Starting now. All right, did you bring some stuff to talk about?
Not really. You talked about Fortnite. That made me laugh because my dadness lately is getting more, which I'm sure you've experienced.
Yeah.
But it used to piss me off when people would say things wrong.
Oh, and like, you said fork knife?
Like Nintendo and...
Oh, yeah.
But now I feel like they're doing it on purpose because...
Yeah.
Now I say fork knife...
Could to be a jerk.
And just to see the reaction from the 20-year-olds. So, like, dadness is what I kind of was thinking when you texted me that. I'm like, ooh, fork knife.
All right, well, then we're going to start right away. And I think for the second week in a row, we just did a cold opening because that's not a fad story. So we'll start with, hey, we are back.
Hey.
And you only heard one voice. And contrary to the post that I had today, which was an indicator that we were going to do an old school Bender and I only episode, we had to call an audible because Bender, there's an outside chance Bender may be a dad after tonight.
Oh, shit.
An outside chance.
Really?
She had some Braxton Hicks or some real contractions, but you can't roll the dice there. You can't come over and get drunk with doing the podcast.
How far along is she?
She's in the safe zone to okay. Where, I mean, it's still early, but you would still be fine.
She's actually works in my wife's
yes.
Gynecologist department, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, which shall be renamed
later.
Yeah, remain nameless.
Yeah.
Hey, but the other voice you do hear would be a couple-time guest. Have you been on since we changed the name?
No.
All right, then that would be Scott Turner of the former Bad Idea Podcast.
That's right.
We got rid of – you were supposed to come on like a month or so back. You were going to come on, and you said, oh, I forgot all about it because you didn't text me today or whatever.
Yeah, I was a douche.
And,
sorry.
Yeah, well, that's what you do.
Yeah, you know.
But you – you missed out on us. I officially retired bad idea puns.
Oh,
I said, I think we're far enough past it that we can't call you coming on here a bad idea quotation marks. It's done.
Nice.
It's over. I put the kibosh.
The bad ideas.
Or the kibosh, depending on how you pronounce it. But yeah. So half of the stuff I wrote down here, blah 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 blah,
done. It's all good.
Yeah. No Bender. And so the reason we don't have them is you just heard me tell a story about Bender. You also know that from the last episode that the Silver Badger is in Chicago for the funeral of his grandfather, and then my wife is out of town, and she. You know what? Here's the thing. This is the fifth or sixth episode I think in a row that my wife is not on. Clearly, my wedding or my marriage seems to be falling apart. I think this is the sign. She actually is on her first ever girls trip, which I believe is another red flag that my marriage is coming to an end, crumbling.
It's probably worth it, though. At least you get a weekend by yourself.
No, my oldest daughter's going to her father's this weekend.
Nice.
So it's just me and the young one, but she has a friend staying all night tomorrow night.
Dude, you can do whatever you want.
Or Saturday night. I'm sorry.
So you're just playing the base. You can play PlayStation all night.
No, what I'm going to do is take them to a jump house and let them wear themselves out, and then we'll go get something yummy to eat. Then we'll get some sugar in them, and they'll get a little bit of a surge, and then they'll crash.
Then you can just drink alone.
Yeah, whiskey. That's like, what I'll do. It'll be whiskey.
Like a gentleman.
Yeah, like all good men dads do, I think, which tied into your dad remarks earlier.
Yeah.
But before we do jump in and get to that first thing that I was going to talk about, which is what you just brought up all ago in the cold open, what has Scott been up to?
Making babies, apparently.
Yeah,
I'm very good at that.
You got one. Well, I don't know that two qualifies you to be very good.
I think, you have sex twice to make two kids.
Oh, so you're batting 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are good
I'm
at
two
it.
For two.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had one dud before Stella came around. But
and I don't want to comment on your sex life.
Three for three, technically.
But, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
one didn't
that one was her fault.
That's right.
But and I don't
the first wanna, one was a girl. Anyway,
I don't want to so comment on your sex life, but bravo to your wife for sleeping with you twice, three times.
You got to give it up to her.
Yeah, what a good person.
It's a solid 40 seconds that she puts in.
I wouldn't do it.
I appreciate. It.
That's not
it.
Even the 40 seconds that I would do.
Yeah.
And still working hard. We won't tell where you work, but no more podcasts in your future like it was in your past.
That's right. Maybe.
You don't even...
I still have the itch for it sometimes.
Though. Yeah, but you don't... You kind of almost went radio silent all the way around. You stopped talking on Facebook a lot, on the Twitters a lot.
Well, we did it on there a lot because I was trying to do all the promotion for
well,
it.
Well, I just mean you don't post a lot anymore yourself.
No, I post a lot of dad stuff.
Yeah.
From a couple of the pages.
And you'll post some stuff for your disc golf league, which I don't...
For sure.
And then you'll post on beers you drink, obviously.
Yeah, that's automatic.
Yeah, those go there. But, you don't even post them. That's just linked.
So. But besides that, I'm just creeping. On everybody, just like anybody else does.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, which, I mean, in the day and age we live in with all the social hate, that's almost the best way to do it.
Yeah, just spy.
I don't
participate.
I don't really comment on people's politically motivated or left or right leaning stuff anyway, unless it's something that's so painfully obvious, then I'll drop a bomb on it, and then I'll block
then
all of the comments.
They just turn off notifications.
I don't care. Yeah.
I won.
Yeah, you can't get me.
That's like ignoring your wife after a argument. You just go down to the basement.
Oh, see, I don't have that.
Yeah, I don't either.
See, I go headlong into the wind. And my wife tries to get out of it. She's one of those people, when she gets mad, she's like, just leave me alone. And I got to tell you, that probably drives me even more insane than her getting mad at me.
No, you've met mine, and it's very much opposite. There's no ending that by ignoring it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work out.
Mine says, I just need to be left alone.
Just leave me alone.
And I say,
no.
Bullshit. We're going to get to the end of this argument.
I want to talk more.
Essentially, I don't mean to let all the female listeners behind the curtain of masculinity, but essentially what we mean when we do that is we want to argue until the logical ending that is we're right.
Right.
It doesn't matter that things left unsaid or there's dangling threads. We just want to get to the point where it seems like we may have won.
Yes, which never comes from the other side. You just have to out loud or even to yourself say, I know I was right, and she knows I was right, but she won't admit it.
Well, but here's the thing. Even if we get to that point where we think we win, let's call it a win, that's going to backfire for us. Winning is going to make us more we're going to be held responsible for being an asshole by winning.
It's like putting another bullet in the chamber for the future.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the moral of this story is don't get married. and if you do, watch that dad thing. It kind of sucks. Bender canceled the night.
The dad thing?
No, I mean, look, kids ruin everything.
They ruin everything and they change a lot of things.
I've been...
We've noticed.
I just finished my fourth straight day of taking Hayden to a two-hour goalie camp.
Dude, you're a super dad.
Well, I do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today...
I gotta say that that's inspiring because, you know, in about 10 years, I'll be in the same situation.
10?
10 to 12?
Soccer, man. Soccer starts at like 4.
Man, she's not playing soccer.
Okay. Well, softball starts at 4 or 5.
Okay. That's fair. Really, I just want them both to play disc golf or regular golf.
That starts whenever they start smoking weed. I don't know when that is. Bullshit.
But Stella has her own basket in our living room.
I know. I've seen that. I've seen your picture. That said, before I not to to piggyback your dead spot on comment of being for dad, but since I am flying solo today, I had the great day of having to leave work early.
Sick.
Rush home to get the kids, make sure they're fed. Take one to guitar lesson, the other to goalie camp, go back to get the one at guitar lesson, and then go back and get the other from goalie camp.
It was nice of them to schedule around each other.
Well, typically we divide and conquer.
All right.
And so Hayden's now, but because of her Tuesday, Thursday soccer stuff, we now had to move her ukulele to Friday. So now we have Thursday guitar, Friday ukulele, which absolved me from ukulele because
you have softball, right?
It's my man day. Yeah. Yeah, so.
On Fridays?
Yes.
Nice. I get Tuesdays.
Yeah, because you're retail still, and that your days are just all messed up.
Well, I got most.
One day you'll grow up and get a job.
One day I'll get a real job. Until then, I'll just have to make do with what I got going on now.
Yeah,
poor decisions leads to poor situations.
That's true.
But what are you gonna do?
Keep on keeping on.
That's right. Check still cash.
That's right. When they stop cashing from a company like you work for, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I'm out.
It might be Armageddon. let's go ahead and jump into the right to the topics. We started talking about your dadism a while ago with Fortnite, and I just wanted to ask you this. I know we talked about you had a job,
I do have a job.
But were you so inclined to switch careers? I'm just throwing this out there. For as much as $50 an hour, if you were so inclined and you could prove that you're worth the salt at Fortnite, you could become a Fortnite tutor.
Like a tutor.
A tutor.
So I can train people how to play Fortnite?
Parents are hiring people to teach their kids to play Fortnite.
Why?
Well, it's a good question why, but here's why. I'll just give you... We went in a few episodes ago. We talked about how this is the most popular game right now.
That and like PUBG, right?
Well, it's not...
It's not as popular.
It did not knock Fortnite off its throne.
Okay.
So here's why parents are teaching their kids to play Fortnite. The company's making $2 million a day. They just pledged to donate themselves, Epic, the company, $100 million to the eGaming World Championships. And major colleges around the country are now creating scholarships for varsity esports teams.
Wow.
Yeah. So you've got the ability to now go somewhere playing this. I've got two questions for you, though. One, to follow up with the story that we've talked about before, is it not the most popular game now, but is it the most popular game of all time now?
It's hard to say, well, of all time now, what do you mean?
I mean, is it now became the most popular game of all time?
It's hard to say because I'm not in that world anymore.
Yeah.
But of all time, I mean, if you think of video games and if you're out of that world, I don't think Fortnite pops to mind. You're kind of in that world, right?
They made a record $300 million one day.
Is that in microtransactions?
That just... Because
the game is free, right?
The game is free. There is microtransactions, but you also have sponsorship and things like that.
Okay.
And if you play on some computer base, you can get commercials and things of that nature. But
that's genius.
They set the record for, I think we talked about it in the episode, 8 million people at one time were playing. And
is that a lot?
Here's why I think it's the most popular game of all time, because the contenders would be things like World of Warcraft,
what's the other nerd game?
Diablo,
EverQuest,
the original.
Yeah.
But you kind of made my point was going to be, you said all those nerd games. This game is appealing to quote-unquote normal kids.
Right.
Yeah, this has everyone play, and that's how you make the money.
So like Call of Duty?
I think it's bigger than all of them.
It's bigger than that franchise?
It holds the record for the most money made in a day, the most average money made, and the most players playing at one time.
But does that make it the best game of all time?
No, most popular game of all time.
Current best game. Or current, okay.
Yeah, but most popular. I think it's probably the biggest game of all time now.
The biggest current game for sure.
Well, and but that's what I'm saying.
Minecraft probably brought in quite a bit.
Oh, Minecraft sold for $1 billion.
It still does. Yeah.
But I don't think they've made the money in the short time that this game has had, nor do I think they have. None of them can boast that they have the amount of players that Fortnite has.
Right.
It's just it, and this game just had its first birthday.
It's a year old.
Yeah, well, the game's older than that, but the Battle Royale, right, which is the mode.
Like 50 on 50 things.
Or yeah. one on versus 99.
Oh, so it's just a big free-for-all.
Yeah, the original game, the original Battle Royale mode, it was just there's 100 of you, and it's winner take all.
You can build your own shit, and then...
Yeah, you... Okay. And then it evolved to... They created other modes like 50v50, two-man teams, yeah, four-man teams, things like that. Yeah, and like now they add things like we talked about in my episode. There was a Thanos day.
I remember the Thanos one.
There's a Sandbox, which Hayden... Or Playground mode, which Hayden loves, which that's all pretty cool. You can just build and do whatever you want. There's a lot. There's a lot going on,
and that's 100% free. Like I can download.
You literally
Fortnite right now
don't
on my Xbox.
Have to pay for anything.
No shit.
Unless you want to do the one player story mode, which that was half off this week, and you got free skins. So I bought that for Hayden, and or you want to upgrade your skins. Like there's a season pass every 3 months, and all you get from that is some V-Bucks, which is the money.
Right.
You get new skins, which is very popular, and the most popular thing, dance moves. People want to pay for dance moves. Now, you could, in fact, if you were the greatest player in the world, like Ninja, you could just unlock these things just by being awesome.
Like Fatality used to be on, like, Quake.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. Quake was a big one for a while, too. Quake 2 was
Quake,
like
Unreal Tournament.
Unreal was massive. That was the same game engine for those two games, yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, so you could just unlock all this stuff for free, but no kid wants to do that. So what we do is essentially it's...
Not when daddy's credit card's in the box.
10 to 20 bucks every 3 months gets you a battle pass, and that gives you the new skins. And then sometimes when it's like close to a holiday or a birthday, I'll give her 10 more bucks, and you can buy accelerated levels to unlock more stuff.
Or can you like multiply your XP?
Yeah, yeah, okay. It does that for you. That's accelerating up levels. Right, there's just getting up, they call it levels and tiers.
Double XP or something.
So she'll shoot up to the end of the tiers at the end of before it's time.
But I think that's worth it too, because like games, a brand new game costs $65 with tax.
And I think we're just now at
so
that amount of money.
So if you're just hitting that level, you're golden.
Well, yeah, and $65 games now also have microtransactions, by the way.
Yeah,
so you're up to 100 in the first month.
Like Madden? Takes in $50 million a month.
Hey, before I ask my second question about Fortnite, did you hear the Madden stuff today?
No.
So there's a song in it by some rapper who I don't know. But in his song, he references Colin Kaepernick. He says the words Kaepernick. Madden, the EA Sports, took Kaepernick's name out of the song. And the rapper himself threw a fit.
Yeah.
Said, I didn't give you permission to alter the song. And... Of course, the interwebs threw a fit. And I got to say, I don't want to think throwing a fit's worth it, but I will say this. Why censor the song? You're not censoring a cuss word. You're censoring a name. And
you're censoring a curse word in the NFL elite community.
Well,
for sure.
Yeah, and some of the extreme right that have lobbied. And I tell you this, if there's one person that's dropped the ball on this whole kneeling down thing, it's been the NFL.
For sure.
They have handled it. Awful. Making
it's
rule.
A joke at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like...
And I disagree with it, but I'm okay with them doing it. You know what I mean? Like, I disagree with them.
You appreciate the right that you have the chance to disagree with something.
100%.
And they have the right to do that.
Yeah.
And there's, there's it's very farcical, the whole thing with the kneeling thing, because
the original reason has been lost.
And the shit of it is... It would have disappeared had they not said anything else.
Right. And
just let it go. Because by the end of the season, it was slowing down. And then they made the rule.
Yeah. But until they were actually just televising the national anthem for that reason, only four people kneel. Like,
and I think Jerry Jones, who, if you remember, did a kneel with his team, is now saying that he'll fine anyone. I'm a firm believer that the only reason Jerry Jones is coming out and doing that because he didn't like the fact that Stan Kroenke's got so much press in the last year and a half, 2 years.
That's fair.
So Jerry Jones is like, hey, I want to be back to be the most powerful man. My last question about Fortnite. I don't know how familiar you are with the movie.
I think you're pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah, Fork Knife, sorry.
Thank you.
About the movie Ready Player One, but the fact that this has become such a big deal, are we that much closer to Ready Player One to being a reality?
I think we're way closer to that than we are anything. Have you seen any VR games?
Oh, yeah, there are Oculus Rift. And I've put them on at Wizard World,
yeah,
and things like that. They're unbelievable. It's
fucking amazing. There's a game on.
It's called Porn, dude. That's what you're trying to
write. Yeah, I played it.
Yeah, I shot someone, shot a load, shot it in their eye, killed someone. What am I saying?
There's a game on Steam called Plank, where essentially you jump in an elevator and you go up to the 40th floor of a building and you can walk out. And
oh, yeah.
You look around.
My wife would pass out. Dude. She'd pass out and I'd leave her.
Like, it gives you anxiety. Like, you want to step off. You step off the plank and you fall. Or you can walk out to try to get, like, a turkey or a rose or something that's on the very end of it. It's fucking terrifying.
So is it a turkey or a roast? Because those are drastically different things.
Both. It's random. It's a random.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a fat guy, it asks you your height and weight.
I don't know what your idea of romance is, but the turkey and rose, not on the same playing field. It depends on how pregnant the wife is.
Exactly. I tend to disagree right now.
I really love turkey.
I show up with a McChicken and the birthday candle. I'm good to go.
I may get some that night. Yeah, that... hey, speaking of
Swisher,
I hope she doesn't listen to the episode.
We hit the white trash lottery today.
That's it. One scratcher, $20, and I got date night, baby. Hey, speaking of alt winning money, I don't know if you saw this too. This is probably not the most fancy or the most sexy topic to talk about, but I thought it was cool. I don't know if you saw Apple today.
Mm-hmm.
Cross the $1 trillion threshold of value. That is the first American company worth $1 trillion.
That's insane.
There was another company that hit it before them called PetroChina. They briefly passed the mark and quickly fell back below it within a year. In fact, they hold the record for $1 trillion worth in 2007. And then by 2008, falling below $260 billion, marking the largest shareholder loss in economic history.
From $1 trillion to $260 billion?
Yeah, which, by the way, pretty nice value.
That's a nice value if you weren't a trillion yesterday.
Yeah, imagine if you go from $1,000 to $250, you would be very up at the casino, essentially.
Nowhere.
You would be very mad. By the way,
I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
Compared to my usual losses.
Apple is, we're gonna have to unpack that a little more sometime. Apple,
that's why I don't go anymore.
The economists are predicting that will not happen to Apple. They have actually outperformed their gains every year consistently.
Which is insane, because what are they producing at this point? From what I see with Apple, there's nothing changing.
Well,
it's just now that they're more and more addictive. The iPhone X is what it is.
Is massive. It's back. It put them back on top of the phone game.
But after what, six
versions
of it?
But then Apple TV and Apple is exploding more, and now they have their own. Although it failed, it sold well. They have their own little home thing.
Their home network.
Yeah, their Google
Alexa thing.
Yeah, Alexa, which I have the Alexa. The novelty wore off.
You
in
do?
A day. Missy gets these points through her work.
Okay.
And she has to spend them.
I will never have that in my life.
It was, so she got it free.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's now in Kaylin's room, and she sets a timer on it and things like that.
I can see the novelty, like you said, wearing off in a hurry.
Now, I'll say this. The beauty of those things and the shittiness of all those things is, if you're an Apple person and you're 100% Apple, if you're Samsung and you go 100% Samsung, every device, it's cool, because then they're all connected through that. I can, if I have one in every room, I can say, Alexa, wake up Kaylin, and it would just set an alarm in her room. We got one.
Yeah.
It's doing nothing for us. Randomly, our daughters tell it to beatbox, and it goes, and that's it.
Worth it.
I did the question of the day for a solid week or month.
You did what?
She has a question of the day. She has games.
Okay.
You can say, Alexa, ask me the question of the day. And so she'll ask you a pop culture question. If you get it right, you get a bonus. Uh-huh. And she keeps your point total. And I could go online and see where my point total was. Kind of like Untapped for trivia.
Is it worth putting a microphone in your house for the world?
No, but I also think if the world wants to listen to me, I don't know what they're getting.
Yeah,
so
I'm not all right with that.
I'm not Trump. I'm not Obama. I'm not a Bush. Yeah. There's nothing they're getting from me.
Yeah, but it's still a privacy. I don't like it.
Yeah.
They 100% hack that, for sure. The government does.
Oh,
without a doubt.
But I don't. But by the way, if you have a cell phone on you, you have the same thing.
Well, I know that too.
Yeah.
But Yeah, if you have it, can be accessed at any time. Like, anything, they can turn your phone on, your microphone on.
Yeah, the only way that your phone is not picking up your recording you is if you take the battery out and that's it.
If I don't have one,
you can turn it off and it still can be. Can still record as long as the battery's in there. We can't.
Way to shut me down.
Yeah, we can't hide.
Meanwhile, I carry it around with me everywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
including the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh man, don't ever ask to borrow my phone.
It sees all my shits.
You're getting poop particles on your ear. That's all you get because I'm playing games, scratching my butt.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do that.
Same time.
Oh well, not usually because I got to push buttons and I don't like the one-handed thing. So I usually have the.
At this point, I feel going back to what we were saying in the beginning, like an old man, like I don't want to do this. I think that's just me rejecting.
Yeah, just
the reality.
Well, and I would almost go back to, not to keep going back to political stuff, but I would almost say that's a big problem that a lot of our society's having too, the way we're evolving and progressing. There's a significant amount of people that don't want to, and they rally against it. For instance, bringing Zuckerberg to court and asking him, like, where did you stay last night?
Asking retarded questions.
Not understanding it doesn't tell you.
They don't get it.
Unless I tell you, it's not going to be. Yeah, I mean, that's.
Those are ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's.
That was a very clear picture of out of touch old guys versus current smart guys.
And that's as close as. That's your phone thing or the Alexa thing? As close as you're getting to being those guys.
That's true.
And
I get it.
Yeah, it's, you know, whatever.
But at a certain point, you stop listening to new music. You stop playing with new technology. Like, I don't want this in my house.
I have to currently text my phone and tell my daughter to come open the door for Louie.
Oh, so he can go up?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because I don't want to pause.
Come get
open.
A beer.
Go ahead, get one. I just said come open the beer because you chimed
in.
Because
my door wants a dog.
All right, there we go. Now, that message is sent. You get a beer. There's some 750s down at the bottom. We can't open the Absence Light, but we can open the other two if we want. That is that's Sky Vodka. You don't want that.
What's this?
I don't know. It's Imperial Porter. Then there's a Snowdrift, an Imperial Vanilla Porter. And then there's all those beers up there. All right, will you grab me that bobber right there beside you? Yeah, that'll work. That's a Pilsner. All right.
That's a Pilsner.
The last main thing. Now, I can't remember. Were you, in fact, watching The Walking Dead?
I was. And then we watched the big episode where.
Oh, 100. Or what was his name? I can't even think of his name now.
Negan?
No. Yeah, well, yeah. Where? Who?
Glenn?
Glenn. Yeah. Kill Glenn.
We saw that episode, and then we slowly
faltered
on
it. Yeah.
But again, trying to get you. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, they did this. It's not your fault. This is something that happened.
My beer just spilled out all over the entire comic book bar in front of me.
It happened to. John made fun of me and Tom for it, and then he opened his, and the same thing happened to him. Yeah, so it's the. I'd like to say you guys are all retarded, but I feel like if three or four people in a group is retarded, then it means the guy who's not done it is probably the retard.
He's a full retard.
Yeah, but since I fell for it, we're all retarded.
So,
not that the word retard should be used in that way.
I think it should.
That's really retarded to think that. So I bring it up because one of the worst kept secrets was confirmed this past year at Comic-Con, and that is Andrew Lincoln is leaving the show.
Rick's
after this season. I thought it was interesting that there was an all-for-one pact between the originals, Norman Reedus and him. And him and Reedus had like a really they have a close relationship to, and they actually said they will not leave the show together.
Personal
relationship. They will not stay on the show if one has left the show. And Norman, apparently, $20 million is worth breaking that pact because that's what he's getting paid now.
You know what he gets paid for his Comic-Con, for his appearances?
No, I didn't see that.
Like $700,000
apiece? Oh, man, he's
rolling. Are you fucking kidding me?
And put on top of all that. That guy's drowning in the poon.
Of course.
Drowning in it.
It's white trash poon, but it's still, it is what it is.
But he's like been a model, so it's that kind of poon.
Right.
But.
It's like Instagram model poon.
Yeah, good
Which
for
we would
him.
All be okay with.
Right.
Yeah.
But apparently they discussed it too, and he's told him to go ahead and be the man. You could take over.
Of course.
But what I want to ask you though, over or under on how many seasons the show lasts now that Rick's leaving?
Oh, man.
I'm putting it at 1.5.
I was going to say 2.
All right, so you're going with the over.
I would go with the over.
I'm going to say the take the over as well, but I think literally 1.5.
Because, I mean, each season Rick is either the man or he's the beaten down.
Or and the villain. He's turned into a villain
a couple times, yeah. But now that he's gone, he's gone, Carl's gone, who's left? Michonne.
Of the originals? Well, yeah. Michonne wasn't even an original.
That's
so
true.
So, of the originals,
she was like season two?
It's
late season two, early three.
So, it's God damn, why am I blanking on, if Daryl's it, Daryl's the is one, and who else?
Carol?
Daryl and Carol, the rhyming twins.
Daryl and Carol, and who was the guy that, see, I haven't watched it, we didn't watch the entire last season.
Yeah. Yeah, so Eugene is not an original.
Black guy who led him in the house in the very first season.
Oh, Morgan?
Morgan.
He's over on Fear the Walking Dead now.
Oh, so he's not in.
He's not on the Walking
Dead.
He's
not Dead. in this current
And I
story.
Don't watch him, but I was under the impression that Fear was a prequel of sorts in a different part of the country.
It was at the beginning, for sure.
But now I think they're caught up.
Okay.
Because the Morgan that's there is current Morgan, so it makes no sense.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's stupid.
So they didn't follow a timeline at all. They just kind of jumped ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I don't watch it enough. And correct me, interwebs, if I'm wrong. And I don't care enough about Fear the Walking Dead to look it up and find out.
The first few episodes were fucking awesome because it was like, this is what would happen if this were happening.
But and then they accelerated and to, then it was like, yeah, instead of slow playing their hand, they accelerated to.
But the first few episodes were badass.
Yeah. Apparently, this last season of it was really good.
Really?
And everybody says it was great. I'm going to take their word for it because I don't have time to jump back into a walk-in.
It's like homework.
Yeah.
Like our homework right now is Game of Thrones.
How far into it are you?
Beginning of season 4.
Okay, so what happened in season 3? Because I forget where I'm at.
A lot of stuff with the dragon lady. I don't remember any character's name.
You saw dragons?
She was a badass.
You saw dragons? Okay, yeah. So Daenerys. Daenerys are Khaleesi, but she's not a cow anymore. She's Daenerys. So, yeah. And she is queen
she's
of the dragons.
Bad lady.
Yeah, she is. It. Yeah. How big are the dragons? Maybe that's
they're
the thing.
Huge.
Okay, so you're that far.
Yeah.
Has she got her army now? Unsullied?
She just did the thing where she turned on the guy that she was going to sell the buy the army from.
Oh yeah, so the eunuchs are on her side.
Yeah.
Now. Okay. Yeah. You got some boy. You got so much. Got, to go. Yeah. You haven't made it to the Red Wedding.
Nope.
Oh boy.
It sounds glorious.
Text me after that. All I say is buckle up.
But anyway, we watched the trailer, or I watched the trailer recently for the new Walking Dead, and it looks fucking great.
And this season?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't think so?
No, I haven't watched it.
You haven't seen the trailers?
No, I haven't.
Dude.
I kind of stopped doing it. Not on everything.
Stop watching trailers?
No, not on everything. Just The Walking Dead.
Okay.
Because it's right around the Glenn murder episode, brain bashed in, that's when it didn't jump the shark. I don't want anybody to think I'm saying that. But almost everything past that is, with the exception of Negan, they've kind of alluded to how it's going, but they've kind of changed it enough to where it's a surprise, and I'm okay with just being completely. I don't even want to see the.
And you mean change it from
the book,
comic. Well, doesn't it kind of follow like a looping timeline of the book? Like the timeline of the book is, let's say, X, so horizontal.
Yeah,
and it kind of loops across it.
Well, no, it's always went on the same plane. It's just they've changed so many parts, like killed.
Every once in a while they cross.
Well, yeah, like
like when they pulled the ring off of the one at the prison.
Yeah, and spoiler alert for people building the cell in the basement of one of the houses, and the Glenn getting killed. In fact, too, I mean they slightly curveballed by taking Abraham with him.
Yeah.
And yes,
everybody knew it was going to be Glenn if you were a fan of the comics.
Yeah, and everybody thought, well, they're going to really change it. Nope. So instead they did the twofer.
So they're like,
that was our change in it. They've added some stuff, and I've kind of after All Out War, the Whisper War, I think I'm a little behind in the books. So and we should be now getting close to the Whisperers. And
that's happening in the
show?
Well, in the preview.
Oh, in this new one? Yeah. Oh, okay.
They're
this
kind of alluding to it.
Yeah, and then they, and we'll see, in the whole deal with the Whisper.
They've been alluding to it in the show for, what, four seasons?
No, with they've
the,
never. People,
sure they have, with the W's?
No, those were Wolves.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
My bad.
No, everybody, anytime, that's one of the worst things about the interwebs, and you know how people dissect every scene for of sure. everything? Well, they always try to say, well, that person looks like they're wearing a zombie disguise in the background. And you don't know.
Whatever.
And that's a major change, too, because in the comic, Carl actually ends up falling in love and creating his own community with one of the Whisperers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, she licks his eye hole.
Sick.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's exactly what I meant to say, too. That's not a euphemism.
She's got a super boner.
Yeah, I just went from 6 to midnight. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's hard to say with a zombie show when it jumps the shark, and I don't think it has, but I think getting rid of Rick, that's going to be the real challenge, because whether people like his character development or not, right. He's the star of the show.
For sure.
He's the star of the show.
Yeah, and you always wait for Rick to pop back up and be the hero.
Yeah. Now, they do have Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl's kind of a douchebag, though. That's my thought.
Well, and he's kind of maintained the steady Eddie while Rick's been up and down.
Right.
And then at the spoiler alert, and
everybody loves.
Sorry to ruin you for you, but at the end, the epilogue to this past season, Daryl doesn't agree with Rick's stance either, and he sides with Maggie that they're going to take them all down. So, right.
But I knew that.
I have a feeling, though, if I were a betting man, that plot line is going to be majorly altered in writing. Because now that Andrew Lincoln's leaving, they're like, well, fuck. We got to adjust. Because they can't have them kill him.
Is he leaving on his own accord?
Yes.
So he's like, I'm just...
I think yes and no. I think the writing's on the wall. Yeah. Robert Kirkman's still in litigation over him, over money owed.
Okay. So you know a lot of the backstories.
Well, I know
behind the scenes stuff.
Well, comic books. Yeah. Robert Kirkman is right now the most powerful man in comics.
Right.
Arguably. And so... Well, Kevin Feige, who runs Marvel Studios, is the most powerful man in comics and probably movies right now. So, so Kirkman's suing them over money. He's taken all of his intellectual property to Netflix.
Wow.
The original showrunner, which was, before Gimple, which was, I can't think, oh, Darabont, he sued. Gimple has now left the show, and there's a woman head writer who's taking over the show. There's so much changes and so much turmoil that has gone on behind the scenes that I think that probably... And then they made the move to get rid of Carl, which apparently was not a move Chandler Griggs was on board with. And his dad came out and did that tweet storm against it.
Yeah,
and
I
then
remember that.
And then I don't think that the rest of the cast was on board with it. They weren't on board with it. So if you do the math, by getting, like we talked about a while ago, all the original characters and all the comic book characters that crossed over, they're almost all going to be gone. Michonne is going to be it. And Daryl is not
he's not a character.
He wasn't a character in the comics.
Yeah.
So it's almost like they're trying to get rid of all the things related to the comics. I don't think that's true, but that's what people have said.
It's fair to say. I mean, then they can just start on their own. They can take their entire character set.
And more importantly, depending on the loss.
Not pay the guy that created it.
Right. They can go without him.
Now I'm doing what I want with the characters that I created.
There's no show without Kirkman.
No.
If Kirkman leaves, that's officially a done show.
It's just out.
And I mean, he's executive producer on it, too. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean.
But at least Chris Hardwick will be there.
Yeah, he's back.
He got all his jobs back.
Has he got them all back yet? He's still not released a podcast. I haven't seen whether his episode of America's Got Talent has aired yet. That might be tonight.
It will be, yeah.
And
that'll be aired. I read that today.
And are they going to go do the wall?
Yes. So I would think if he's on regular TV, he's going to be on some weird cable show.
So without officially anyone coming out and saying, has he been vindicated?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I feel like that...
I think he's the first. And he's the first towards the step of...
And he was probably one of the more shocking. Because he's such the sweetheart of the interwebs and Comic-Con.
He's definitely like the nerdy, like, hey,
he's a happy guy, which is what drove your buddy Nick crazy, that everybody likes him and he thought he was lame, but...
I've always liked him.
He's a good guy, and he, you know...
He's a good interviewer. He's very good with his podcast.
And everybody said that when his arranged statement when he released was probably his biggest misstep. I didn't think so. I mean, but he is a entity.
You got to protect yourself.
And the lawyers have to take over.
Right.
And I bet, and like I said, he also lined up a list of who's who saying, you know, we've known this guy for a long time.
He's a good fucking guy.
And this is not him.
Right.
And I'm not willing to throw her under the bus either. Like I have said on this podcast and to Missy from day one, she went through a second trimester baby loss.
Who?
His girlfriend Chloe Dykstra, who threw him under, who lit the fire on this whole thing. There, when they were together, she went through a very painful miscarriage. I can't think of what it's called, but it was a bad one. Well, and little arguments in her memory because of all the emotional trauma could have been overblown.
For sure.
Things, I mean, her reality, I mean, that, you see postpartum depression, you see women who, you know, that electively do it, go through. Yeah, I mean, that depression can change the world. That can change your whole world.
Right, because you create your memories.
Right.
And it's based, for females, it's based on feeling more than anything. And if you're depressed, if anybody's depressed and you create a new story, that's what happened in your mind.
And there were some people that also said that they were on the way out when the pregnancy happened. So,
yeah, so that doesn't help either.
Yeah, and that's not that makes neither one of them a bad guy.
No, and that sucks. And I make jokes about like our miscarriage that we had. It still sucks.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, it sucks bad.
But
what are you going to do?
Joking makes it easy.
Yeah.
It's not like my wife's like,
it's almost like comedy heals instead of divides. Yeah, well. It's almost like we should learn that as a people. So maybe we just found the other theme of this episode. Don't get married. Laugh more.
But I think it's a good example of maybe you shouldn't listen to stories that people tell all the time.
I think if there was the only villainy of this whole story was the way she told the story.
Yeah,
she wrote the article with not... Here's what... like it would be like me, a group of us sitting around in the block outside and going... Everybody going, hey, man, we love this neighborhood. I'd go, you know, I do too, except the guy that lives on the corner in the White House with the wife that's pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name his name, but he sucks ass.
Yeah.
That's
a douche.
Yeah. Grow a pair of balls, allegedly, so to speak, for Chloe. And just, she did everything but say Chris Hardwick. Like, it was the ambiguity was supposed to trick us.
Right.
Just say his name. Just,
you know who you were with.
Yeah. Say the name.
It just, people are in such a hurry to ruin careers. James Gunn, for sure. And that's what I was kind of going towards after this. But Hardwick's like the first one to have redemption, right?
Yeah, I think...
currently.
Yeah, currently. I'm trying to think of any others that are really...
No.
I truly feel that we're a couple years away from Louis C.K. starting to do stand-up again.
Oh, 100%.
But
he will have a comeback.
Yeah, and his, and again, too.
And he'll reference it and make jokes about it, and it'll be good.
He was so close to Harvey Weinstein that he automatically became a monster.
Right.
And what he did was 100% bad, but he never touched a woman, never did anything. He just was a little gross in front of
him. He's just
weird. Yeah. Yeah, weird. And that's not okay always either.
No, but he also asked permission. I get he's a big star and he can put me where I want to be.
Oh, yeah.
There's a weird thing.
He should have known,
but he's also a creep.
Yeah, creeps don't care. Our creeps don't think about the repercussions when they're in creeper mode.
Neither do, like, maybe he's got some weird mental issues. Autistic people don't recognize social cues.
Yeah, you know. And he's a brilliant stand-up comic, and you got to be a little flawed to be that smart.
I just like that somebody was proven right.
So, speaking of the thing that I brought up that you were going to bring up, James Gunn, he's not getting that job back.
He's not getting the job back, but I did see the letter that they wrote. Did you see that?
I did not.
The stars. The actors from the movie, they're like, he's a good guy.
And after they released it, supposedly Disney was thinking about it. But today Disney's
so huge, they're telling them to go fuck themselves. Yeah. No, sorry.
Yeah, you're under contract. You're making a fucking movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But who of the Guardians can Disney afford to lose, and who can they not?
They can't lose Chris Pratt. They can lose everyone else but Chris Pratt.
I think him and Batista.
I think that they could lose Batista. I think they could kill him in a heroic way.
I think you, being a comic book fan, thinks that, but you have to think of the mass appeal that the Avengers had.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Batista's a fucking awesome character.
Yeah, Drax is, but I still think Chris Pratt is the star of that whole ship.
Right.
And I think...
I think it's those two.
Oh, see, I think Groot is the next one.
That yeah, but pick. Any fucking asshole can go, Groot.
Right, but I think you've got Groot, Rocket. I think you've got...
You can do that.
I think you've got enough...
With 40 grand.
I think you've got enough people, though, that even Batista's not untouchable.
Nobody's untouchable when it comes to yeah. Disney money.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I think, though, you don't have a Guardians franchise without Pratt. I think he made it. I think Batista's great. I think he's great.
He's the big surprise in that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was overdone in number two, but
I think it is type of thing. I think his window is already shut.
For sure.
He was going to be the breakout star.
Yeah.
I mean, it's shut. I liked him in Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Nothing else. You know why? Because he's a big muscular guy that can only act when he's being awkward.
Right.
And that's the way
he's perfectly awkward.
Right, because that's the only way a guy like him can act. He's not The Rock.
No, The Rock's fantastic.
John Cena, who's awesome,
yeah.
Charismatic, he's not going to have the acting career with Rock. Rock is not typecasted. He's done where he's a wimp.
He's done that himself, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's the hardest working man in the world. So,
which is insane. You follow him on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Up at 4:45.
Yeah. You know, and like guys like Joe Rogan say he draws inspiration from guys like Dwayne Johnson.
Right.
He goes, not that I want to go out and be him, but the fact that there's a guy out there working doing that hard that. Who no longer needs to work a day in his life. He's the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And he's out there doing it still. And he may be president one day.
That's very likely.
It's 100% likely.
Yeah, I'd vote for him.
If a guy that had 50-50 got elected, a guy that's like 80-20 should win
in
Atlanta.
Trump had like a 10% in the public opinion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Less than 10%.
Yeah, people didn't like him.
It's like he's fucking done.
The Rock's almost universally loved, except by Vin Diesel and Tay Diggs. Those two.
My pockets are full, dog.
Yeah. I think, though, if you're getting an award, I think the funny thing about that story with the Fate of the Furious or Fast and the Furious franchise, I think Vin Diesel overestimated his hand when feuding with The Rock.
For sure.
I think he was like, hey, we're family, this franchise. Oh, okay, keep it. I'll go take that character and have a big franchise.
We're not family, don't worry.
Yeah, damn. My family looks like me, buddy.
Exactly.
They didn't make up a name, Von Dussel. So, I don't even know what we started talking about stuff.
With The Rock?
Yeah, well, yeah. What brought us into The Rock?
I couldn't tell you.
So, Disney money. Good Disney money. Yeah.
Yeah.
But James Gunn, yeah, he's not. They're not going to come back.
No.
And like you said, Disney will survive.
Problem is, that happened, 10, 12 years ago? And he even said, was it 10 years ago?
It was a while back, yeah.
And he even said, I was a different person for sure, and I was trying to be outrageous.
Yeah.
And wasn't he thinking about going to be a comedian?
That was his independent films were closer to that. It was very stupid. We talked about that. It was very stupid.
It's dumb. They weren't funny, for one.
Here's what I will say this, and this is I think the point that's lost on everybody is if he was a burger flipper at McDonald's.
Nobody give a fuck.
No, I think if his manager heard him saying that, at work, he would be fired.
Right, but
even if it was a joke, Disney's a bigger company with more on the line, and I think there's a lot of knee-jerk reactions out there. I think you just got to be smart. I mean, you be a comedian. Like Anthony Jeselnik came out, and Bender brought this up. He goes, well, look at him. But that's him. His whole image is shock, is I'm that raunchy, unpopular comic. That's my image. So I market that. Disney's marketing wholesome family entertainment
to everybody,
and that's not in that image. I mean, it's just not.
Okay, but in every actor that has worked for Disney is now needs to be completely clean for their past.
No,
for every person that works for them.
No, what they can do is delete their fucking Twitter account or scrub it. Have some. I think that's probably a pretty high demand job. That pitcher in baseball. And also, I too think, and I, like I said, I didn't want him to get fired. I don't think he I don't think he should have gotten fired, but I also understand why he got fired and that they're allowed to fire him because they're a corporation. And
they're certainly allowed to fire
him. Yeah. It's not, just because it sucks doesn't mean that it's wrong.
But
per
I still
se.
Think it's under the PC bubble.
It's right there.
Which is, to me, a little ridiculous.
Well, and like I said, that pitcher in baseball on the All-Star Weekend that came out when he was like 15, all these bad tweets where he was like, gays or deserve to die and burn in hell and all this stuff, he was a different guy too.
You don't really change that, though.
Here's what I had a problem with.
And all of a sudden,
Tom Hummel
sucked three dicks and like, oh, everybody's awesome.
Hummel brought this up,
trust me,
too, that that the what bothered me the most about him is he came out and said I was a different person. And, okay, first off, being a different person does not excuse what you did. Yes, like, you may
to
be
that extreme for sure.
Good for you for not being an asshole anymore, at least on the surface.
Right, and I don't think that goes away.
But he also, too, did not deserve a fining or a suspension, and he didn't get one because he was 15, and the guy's like 26 now. And it's I certainly have done so many things that I was 15 that if I did them as adults, I would lose my job, my wife.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't do them.
If you could record everything I've ever said and then play it to
my boss
currently.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
But what he didn't deserve was the standing ovation he got when he got back at home and made his first appearance by the home crowd. Milwaukee fans gave him a stand. He did nothing to deserve it.
He's not an activist.
Well, they'll say, well, he owned it, admitted he made a mistake, and he moved on, and we commend him for that. Mm. No, that makes him a person.
Yeah, right.
That makes him. We don't deserve a standing ovation for being a person.
For saying that gays need to die.
It was. I don't even know the extent. There was a whole bunch of weird ones that.
I don't believe you should be held accountable for what you were 10 years ago, but some of that person is still in you.
Yeah, but I also, like I was saying about the scrubber, I also believe that if you are going to be, we've always lived in a world where you're the public eye, you're under public scrutiny. Clean up your past, man. Yeah. Clean your shit up.
Especially now. I mean,
it's more prevalent now.
Our daughters now, especially yours.
Oh yeah.
That's in the prime of it. Like, you need to pay attention to what
you're doing. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we don't let Kaylin have Facebook or Twitter yet. She has Snapchat, which, but we don't let her. She can only have friends that she knows. Like, even like an Instagram. And right. Even like some.
Private account.
Yeah, some hair salon followed her. And we said block them. You know, unless you go there and you know the stylist, block them.
Right.
You know, you can only follow and be friends or happy follow.
I know and people you know.
Yeah, you have to personally know them. That's it. That's the rule. And, you know, at some point she's going to be 16, 17, 18. That's going to change.
Do what I want, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to lighten up a little bit on her too. But right now she's not old enough to understand that. She may make a joke that she thinks is, like, say, oh, that kid's gay. Nobody wants to hang out with him. And it, not meaning that way, but if she were a celebrity later in life, oh, look, she hated hanging out with gay people. That would come up.
Not even a celebrity. And I don't think at this point, like, even if she gets a regular job in the future, you don't think they're going to scan their social media?
You're supposed to make it all private. They do that now.
Right.
Yeah, and I've made all my stuff private in a way. And I'm telling you what. If I've gotten the jobs I've gotten in the last few years with some of the shit that's on there, they ain't scanning too hard.
10 years from now, what happens?
Right.
10 years from now, everything's online.
Oh, then that's fine. I mean, I don't think that we're going to get, like, for instance, the James Gunn thing, the reason it was outed and Bender brought it up is because the guy that created helped start Gamergate, there's a right-wing guy that has said that he's made it his personal mission to bring down everybody that stands against Trump, all the celebrities that are vocal. And he's farming their history to try to find
it. Just digging.
It's all he does. He's a lawyer who made his million suing someone, and it's all he does. And it's everything that's wrong.
Too. And I'm fairly conservative, but which is fine, but don't go into people's past and try to get them fired.
And I'm more liberal.
Because they disagree with your opinion.
And I'm more liberal, and I hate both sides now. I've been in this podcast. I said I'm not a Democrat or Republican.
No,
I'm not a libertarian. I don't even know what I am anymore.
Yeah, I'm whatever I agree with. Yeah. That day.
And it's unfortunately that I hate that stuff pops up in the podcast so much. But then again, it's what
part
pops
of
up
life at this point.
16, 17 times a day.
Yeah,
17 times
ridiculous.
A day. Joe Rogan again. I guess two shout outs to Rogan said that.
I mean, if he wants to be on the podcast, I would definitely.
I would let him. Yeah. I mean, you know what?
Tell you what. I will fly there.
I'll get him some weed. I'll bring him some weed.
I think he's got that covered.
I'm gonna go watch him in his show, and I'll tweet him and say, "Hey, come on my podcast."
Dude, I had 20th row tickets.
Oh, we're dead center about that far back.
Yeah. And I had to sell them because we're going to be in Grand Rapids.
What a miserable person.
That sucks.
Yep, that does suck. Well, I'll be there.
You know who we can get on your podcast?
Who's that?
Bert Kreischer.
Well, you tried that on yours. It didn't work out.
Yeah, but he wasn't in town yet. It's been a year and a half.
Yeah, you still think we...
You 100% can.
You think you can get him?
For
the machine?
Yes.
Will he take his shirt off?
Yes.
Probably.
We'll all have to take our shirts off.
Is he still drinking? Is he drinking again?
Yeah, he's doing a triathlon.
He did. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they were worried about him.
We need to start the hashtag with you.
I'll do it.
He said on his own podcast, he goes, dude, if I'm in your town, I'll do your podcast.
I'll tweet him, Bert on the bomb. Hashtag right. Bert on the bomb.
But I want to be part of it.
All right. All right. We'll start it. After tonight, we'll start it and see if we can make it happen.
Deal.
We did. You guys can't see it, but we just hand-pounded. That's as good right. as a...
With our wedding rings clinking.
That's a like binding contract.
It's like double contract.
Your wedding ring definitely looks like you're overcompensating. It looks like a weapon.
I'm undercompensating.
It's like a chain.
I know what's up.
It's like a chain of a chainsaw, like the links of a chainsaw. Like, I'm not...
That's my legit real wedding ring, which I don't wear that often.
I don't even have my legit. I'm 3 or 4 into it. I've lost mine so many times. I do a lot of stuff. You do disc golf?
Yeah.
I do a lot of stuff.
You want to talk about disc golf?
Yeah, let's talk about how's that going?
It's going awesome. It's my the league at the Meadows is done.
Okay. So that was a limited time?
It was just a random, like a casual thing, show up if you want to play, and then we'll do random, like you've
already paid out the prizes and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
We paid out prizes every week.
So your season's done. You may do it again?
Yeah, we'll do it again, but I need to change it up a little bit because you haven't been there in a while, but you know how it gets in the summer where it's
fucking, yeah, they don't take care of it in the summer.
No, because it's an active prairie.
Oh yeah,
for the
especially on that one hole that's got the
rough is 6 feet tall.
Yeah,
you can't find anything. Mm-mm. So I don't play it in the summer.
Yeah,
but I play in a doubles league at Quail Ridge now.
Okay,
so we're 3 weeks in. We shot 4 under last week. We shot one.
So your partner's awesome.
Yeah, pretty much.
But let's talk about real quick. Let's give them backstory. Was it a year ago?
It was a year ago, 4 days ago.
And I asked you if you wanted to go play some disc golf. And you said,
"Ask for fags, I'll do it."
You're like, "I've thought about it here and there, but sure, I'll do it."
Is this on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it for sure. And I played golf forever. And I love throwing frisbees, so... Like, why not?
Yeah, and fast forward to today, you just told me you took 80 discs to sell.
I took 80 discs to Smoking Aces to
trade
sell back for in-store credit.
Yeah. What do you get? Let's just give a shout-out to Smoking Aces because they help sponsor your league.
They sponsor the league. They sponsor my hat that I'm wearing right now.
Oh, yeah. And what kind of credit do you get for that?
Between $2 and $8 a piece.
Really? That much?
Yeah.
How much did you get for 80?
I haven't got it yet. They opened a second shop down in South County.
Oh,
so they have one
in
Wentzville and they have South County. So his wife or girlfriend, I'm not sure, runs the Wentzville store.
He's got both and you just outed him.
That's right. But he has to quote out all the stuff.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't do it because there was a recent death.
But you could get anywhere from 160 to... $250?
I would probably, yeah, around there.
Holy
Not
cow.
In cash, just in
yeah,
store credit.
But that's a lot of
so
store credit.
So I can get more plastic circles.
Yeah, but you can get a lot of plastic circles for that.
Yeah, I like plastic circles.
Yeah, you're a weirdo. You're not a weirdo because you like plastic circles.
No, and Nick
you're
was,
a weirdo because of how deep of a dive you took into it in a short period of time.
Here's the deal with me.
That's you.
I take a deep dive into anything that I get interested in.
Yeah?
I have an addictive personality.
Ask his wife.
That's right. I take a medium dive into that.
Yeah,
I have an addictive personality for sure. Like you remember with the podcast, it's like I need new mics and I need this and I need it, we had everything within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they weren't plugged in, but
you didn't know how to use them. We figured it out.
Yeah.
And what were you saying? You said ask Nick about your.
Yeah, just the addictive level. It is what it is. If I'm going to do something, I want to do it. All the way.
Yeah, that's no doubt.
I want to know if I'm going to be into it or not. With this, I played golf since I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
And it's fucking expensive.
Disc golf, under normal circumstances, is not that expensive.
Ball golf I've played since I was 6 years
old. No, I'm saying in comparison, though, disc golf normally wouldn't be that expensive, but you somehow made it expensive.
Not even close.
No, but you still spent some money on some discs.
Dude. Yeah, there's one hanging on my wall right now that...
No, you don't even throw it. It's so valuable.
You should see... You haven't been in the basement in a while.
Not in a while. Not since you got hammered drunk with your...
Dude, I was fucking...
It was beyond drunk. I don't know how you were functional.
This is like the third stout I've had since then.
Yeah, I don't know how you were functional that night. But anyway, you've got one hanging. Is it autographed?
Yeah, I have quite a few signed ones down there.
By disc golf pros.
Right.
Yeah, the not...
Realistically, I could sell it for $250.
I it's insane.
Don't ask me what I paid for it.
Yeah, I don't want to.
It's three digits.
Oh, painful. And why could you pay that much? Because of the autograph? Because of the quality of the disc?
It's not autographed and it's brand new. It's a 2015. It's one that the pros lean towards.
So it's the so that's what their best disc is
for some of the guys, yeah.
And have they duplicated it since 2015? Is
nope.
That and that's why that one, whatever happened that year, that was the best one.
Yeah, it's a good one. According to them.
According to them. And there is a market for it. I scoff at it because, hey, but I've collected comic books my whole life. There's a market for it.
I laughed at it at first for sure. I'm like, look at these fucking assholes.
And have you thrown it?
No. I would not do that.
So you bought it because?
Because I wanted to put it on the wall, and it was a pretty plastic circle that glows in the dark. It was a 2015 Sex and Firebird.
Oh, you've shown that one.
No, I just got that
one. Oh, you did? Okay. I've just heard you say that before then.
Well, yeah, I have a couple signed. Nate Sexton is my favorite guy. Like, we went to Columbia to watch him
play.
No, well, he taught us. He taught.
Oh, he had a clinic?
And then he hosted a tournament.
Hmm.
And we got to play a couple
holes. You went to Arrowhead.
I went to Arrowhead, and yeah, we played disc golf in Arrowhead Stadium.
Was it 18 or 9?
It was 9 holes.
9, yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
The first hole you're throwing from the top of the lower level down mm-hmm. to the field. The ninth hole you're throwing from behind the goalpost, through the goalpost, down to the 50-yard line.
How much was that to play there?
$60.
That ain't bad. How many people would you say?
It was full. And it was sold out within 2 hours, I think, and there was 500 people.
Oh, so it was fun, but yeah. That's a lot of people.
It was and they had tee times, and then they announced your name
as your team. Oh, the loud system?
It was so sweet.
Did they play Rolling Stones to bring you out?
No, they played The Urge for me. That was nice.
Oh, that was. You got to ask?
No, I didn't. Oh. I'm
lying. I was going to say, because Arrowhead plays Start Me Up at before every Chief game.
All right.
So I was wondering if they did that just to.
But yeah, we played all through the aisles and everything. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were the one for sure that got me into it. And then my cousin.
Well, I just wanted to take you playing because I've played since I was about 16.
Yeah.
And you definitely have.
But I remember walking off. I'm like, dude, I could get into this.
Yeah. Yeah. You've the Jedi or the Padawan has surpassed his master.
Because, that's right.
Well, you just. You just invest more time in it. And I don't have that time.
I take the time whenever I can.
I don't.
Yeah.
Because I've.
But you have softball. So if you didn't have softball.
Yeah, softball. But I only do this Friday.
You do disc golf. And why don't we do it on Tuesday?
I buy one bat every 2 years.
Yeah, well.
It's usually $300.
Listen,
so.
if you play golf.
Oh, yeah. You're
regular golf, a set of clubs costs you, what, $1,200?
I have stubbornly put off buying clubs for work.
Yeah.
I sold my custom fitted clubs that were made about.
For you.
For me. Years ago. They were only because I have super long arms, mm-hmm. so they were only plus ones. My arms are longer than. Yeah, because most guys my height would have like a plus two, but my arms hang down so low that it compensates for the club.
Right.
So I, but yeah, I've stubbornly put off having to buy them for work, and I've avoided. For instance, I was supposed to go play golf and then go to the PGA this next week.
Yeah.
And I got out of that because I just didn't want to do it. I don't want to go buy clubs. I don't want to borrow anyone's clubs. I got to take these.
You
want
to hit your own.
You got to stop it.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Make a lot of noise.
You're being Bender. That's okay. Not. Oh, sorry. That's your ring. You can keep that.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem. I think we're betrothed. But yeah, so yeah, disc golf is a relatively inexpensive sport. The way you also save massive money that we haven't even talked about is outrageous green fees. You don't have those.
For sure. I mean, that's what I've told the TIFF before. It's like, you have no idea how much I used to spend on before we had our.
I lied to you so much about golf.
I have a brand new putter you don't even know about.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was a commercial.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, thank you,
putter.
Insurance rewards.
Right, I got a new putter. That's fucking awesome.
I don't think you said fucking in the commercial.
I think you did.
Okay. We watch a different channel. Maybe.
But literally, like, we go play at the course in O'Fallon, Winghaven.
Yep.
It's a private course, but still, like, $60 to walk on the course.
Not cheap course, yeah.
You want to buy a 12-pack of beer? You know how much that is?
Yeah, you take it with you.
Yeah, you have to sneak it in.
Right, I'm good at that.
They make golf bags with coolers in them for that reason. But otherwise, if you want to buy it there, that's $30.
Yeah, it's expensive. It's like on the river. It's like being on a river or in a ballpark.
Then you're hitting $3 golf balls.
Mm-hmm.
That's $120.
But you're going to lose.
You're smoking a cigar.
Well, you don't have to do that.
Yes, you do.
No, my fault.
If you're a gentleman.
Yeah, right.
It's $120 a day, and it also takes you 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Disc golf, I could take my daughter with me.
I don't know how you do that.
Well, at certain courses, you can take her.
Yeah. Well, I just don't know how you do that. See, that's where, when I'm doing something that's athletic,
yeah,
which we'll assume disc golf is athletic. Golf is a sport, therefore you are an athlete. I know it is.
I think just, disc golf is way more athletic.
I just know that people are going to say, you know.
Right.
So I'm kind of playing into those people, the trolls. But anytime I'm doing something like that, I don't mind my family watching.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if my intent, like Hayden or Kaylin, I would take them out at this point.
Right.
But if they weren't actively trying to play, they would drive me insane.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not, this is no offense to you.
It definitely, yeah.
If you
has
said,
driven me insane.
And if you said, Jeremy, can you want to come play disc golf with me and me and Stella are going, I'm like, you're retarded. Yourself. Yeah, you're retarded. Yeah. She's an awesome kid, just not in that environment for
right.
me.
She's good for 9 holes. Yeah. And that's about it. She's like, bleh. But
go jump, go climb in those woods.
To play 9 holes at the course by our house takes less than an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm done.
You could probably do it in 30 minutes if you were speed walking.
By myself?
Yeah.
I've done it in 25 minutes.
Yeah.
With like 2 discs in my hand.
Yeah.
But way less time, way less money. You have no idea how much money I'm saving by collecting the certain ones that I have, buying and selling the ones that I have been doing.
All right. Well, so speaking of buying and selling, tell people who you've been buying it through, because I don't think a lot of people know. I mean, I know people knew Gateway around here.
Oh, Smoking Aces.
Yeah.
Is where I buy a lot of them from. And they do a lot for the community. They sponsor pretty much every tournament around mm-hmm. the area. They sponsor quite a few different leagues.
No, they're like, started in Wentzville with the bike shop, right?
They're next to the bike shop.
Yeah, I mean, in that same building right there, right? Yeah.
They're in Wentzville, and then they just opened a second shop in St. Louis, South County.
Somewhere.
2 months ago, 3 months ago, maybe.
And they make their own disc?
No.
They don't.
Just,
okay,
just,
they just sell.
They just sell more than what a normal
that's
play
their
against
thing.
Sports would.
That's their thing.
The disc golf shop. They sell baskets. They sell carts, bags. Every disc that you want, they have.
They have the Sexton Hardcastle Fire disc that you like the most.
What is
Sexton Hardcastle?
Firebird.
Oh, Firebird. Yeah. Sexton Hardcastle is the original name for Edge, the professional wrestler.
That
really?
Was his first,
that was
his name?
That was his first wrestling name.
Oh my god.
Sexton Hardcastle. That's what he wanted to be.
That is way cooler than Edge.
Yeah. But anyway, so the Sexton Firebird.
Sexton Hardcastle. Didn't he break his back?
Neck. He's hurt. His neck has been fused. That's what caused him to retire. His upper back, lower neck.
Yeah.
But so you go to Smoking Aces. That's your choice of dealership.
I mean, I'm always a big fan of going local. That's why I go to like Beer Sauce Shop.
And they're 100% local, right?
100%.
Yeah.
And pricing wise, they're not. You know, like, there's.
And they're thriving.
Believe it or not, yeah. Obviously, they've opened in the second shop.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, there's markets everywhere for weird, like, toys and shit like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can go online and disc golf auctions on Facebook.
Well, yeah, there's everything. Yeah. Every kind of auction, anything you want.
But anything you could get on there for a premium price, they have for a regular.
Yeah. So
like,
the,
affordable price.
So they are a good deal. I mean, they're not gouging you.
Not at all.
That's awesome.
Maybe a dollar or two above retail.
You feel like you could be gouged at a shop that specializes.
At a specialty shop,
especially a local one, because they don't have the quote unquote buying power of some of these other places. But but they're not doing it. They're doing it the right way,
for sure.
What's the? Do you know the owner?
Yeah, Mike Taylor.
Okay, yeah, we'll shout out him. I'll link them all on here and stuff.
Mike Taylor and Mike Taylor runs. He's the original owner, and he runs the South County one. And Amanda Beth runs the Wentzville one,
who may or may not be married to him.
I don't know that for sure.
Yeah. Well, if not,
I know she's got his baby.
If not, Mike, you need to fucking get off your ass, dude. So they helped sponsor the league that you had. Are you thinking about doing the league again?
For sure. But we're also going to do a putting league in the winter called the Winter Marksman League.
Hmm.
That's going to be sponsored by your boy at Shamrocks.
Oh, Kyle is?
Yeah.
Awesome. Did you ask him?
Nope. My buddy that I'm partners with at the Quail Ridge League is a bartender there, Jacob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know Jacob. Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So we're going to do the Winter Marksman League there. So basically, I got to buy the baskets up front and the discs. So it's a putting league. You start from 15 feet, 20 feet, 25, 30, and 35 feet.
You just go out from there.
Right. And it's half the size of a regular basket.
Oh.
So it's marksman.
It's a fucking carnival game for basketball.
Exactly.
Like how they shrink everything, yeah.
But at the end, the winner wins that basket, and each week we give a disc away.
Oh.
But that starts in towards the end of November.
Where are you doing that at?
Shamrocks.
You're doing it at Shamrocks?
Yeah.
Oh.
They don't know that yet, but we're going to do it.
What day?
We haven't decided yet, but we'll come on here and talk about it then.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll get Kyle on too, so he can talk about it too.
Yeah, he's maybe, maybe we'll go to Shamrocks to talk about
it. Let's do it, yeah. And he's also sponsoring a one of my softball player teammates, a good guy I play with named Josh, has a buddy that has terminal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing a par 3 golf tournament for him, and Kyle's sponsoring that.
Where at?
He told me, I forget.
In O'Fallon?
Maybe. What's that course called?
That's a good question.
That's it.
I don't remember.
That's the course.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I think that is
it. I think it's called the house.
And I'm going to play in it. Kyle's going to play in it as well, sponsor some stuff. And yeah, so I'll get all that info. In fact, Josh was supposed to meet this week with them. And mm-hmm. I think they're looking for the first week of October, kind of at the end of when you can play golf.
Yeah.
So to get it done.
Another thing Smoking Aces are doing, there's a guy that died day before yesterday of a heroin overdose. Big guy in the community, his name was Nick Rutter.
Yeah.
So they're doing a...
That's sad.
Very sad. Especially because he played in our college league up there a couple times. Very cool guy. And I didn't know him very well, but...
But you know the name.
I know the name, and you can tell by the reaction that people had online that he was a very positive person for the local community.
That sucks, dude. It sucks that drug and that disease is so bad. It's
brutal.
Yeah.
And, he struggled, obviously, from what I read, he struggled up and down with it, and he finally lost it, but...
There's a lot of themes this episode. Don't do heroin.
Yeah. They're selling shirts for $10 a piece for Smoking Aces.
Proceeds going towards some...
Just to his family.
Oh, because they need it. Yeah.
The hashtag is slam putts, not dope.
Okay. I got a lot of stuff to...
Yeah.
I got to write it down.
A lot of hashtags.
Because I'm not doing this till probably Sunday. Or actually, I'll probably do this Saturday.
Putts with two T's?
Oh, it has two T's.
Yeah, and then they're hosting a doubles tournament at Quail Ridge on August 12th.
I'm sure you can go to their website.
Just check out these St. Charles County Disc Golf Community on Facebook.
Okay, there you go. Disc Community?
Disc Golf. St. Charles County Disc Golf Community on Facebook.
But I should probably narrow that down. That's too many words.
Nah.
St. Charles County Disc Golf Community. Yeah, that's a lot.
But from what I've seen, and it's a solid group of people. And
yeah.
I'm very impressed by.
I mean, to be honest with you,
close everybody is in it.
And I'll be honest with you, it's different, but it's kind of the same feel of the craft community and things like that. It's when you get a lot of people that are all interested in one thing for legitimate, innocent reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of good. I mean, you get family that way.
There's a lot. There's the occasional douchebag that's in that community, but.
And you didn't want your it. You just
welcome.
Called yourself.
I'm the spokes guy.
They say if you can't spot the sucker at the table within five minutes, it's you.
But for the most part, everybody I've dealt with and been a part of in that has been super cool. So having not known him directly, it's still kind of hit me in a weird way, which is new for me.
Hey, you're a big softy.
I'm a big pussy.
Remind us again, too, when your next putts league comes up.
I will. For sure.
No, I mean, do you know when it around about when you think it's going
to
start?
It'll be mid to late November.
And you'll see that on the league, on the calendar as well, I'm sure.
It's sponsored by Dynamic Discs, but we didn't have one in the area last year and we wanted to do it, but it was too late.
This year you're getting on it.
Yeah, because...
You're going to try to do something every season then?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, cool.
It's just fun to be a part of it.
Well, I'm glad I can help you find your passion.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. You don't even need a wife anymore. You got a disc golf. And because your daughter goes with you.
She goes with me. She's got her own little basket. She wants to throw Brisbees, as she says.
Let's start bringing this to the station to a halt. How far away are you from being daddy times two?
4 months.
4 months.
Yeah, she's due. Well, more than that. Less than that. Shit. Due end of October.
Yeah, yeah. September, October. You got like 2.5 months, bro.
Yeah, then I'm... 2.75 months away from my vasectomy.
I'm 2.5 months and 1 day. Yeah.
Do you have one?
Oh, yeah.
What's that like?
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Go fuck yourself. Are you serious?
No, people lie to you, dude.
Tell me the truth.
I'm telling you the truth.
On your podcast.
It hurts.
How bad?
Bad enough that you wouldn't want to get done under normal circumstances. Literally, it's like saying they didn't kick me that hard in the nuts, but it's still fucking hurt.
So, for how long?
Well, here's the thing.
Until today?
Here's the thing.
People will drink so much?
Yeah. People will tell you that you can get it done and go right back to work. Physical.
Those people are assholes.
They're dumb.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, and what they're not telling you is the epilogue to that story is they go back to the hospital for internal bleeding because their nuts are bleeding inside.
Or that fucking jizz bag sits at an office.
Yeah. Here's what I will say. I had a couple of things going against me. One is I went Christmas shopping right after because the few years ago when I had it done, Christmas and the way Christmas and New Year's fell, I used 5 days vacation and had 11 days off work.
I'm planning on booking it around the Super Bowl.
That's March Madness is the number one time of the year to book it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's their busiest. That's so their Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. So I got it done the first day of my Christmas break because I had 11 days not to do anything. Plus, it meant I didn't have to carry shit for family, going family to family. So I got it done.
Including your loads.
What's that?
Including your loads.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you a Dwayne story when we're done after this. I think we've told it on air before, but I'm going to tell it, and it's fun. So go ahead. I thought it's okay.
It's for you.
Oh, I guess I'm drinking it. I go in. You get it done. They, you know, I did my best to keep myself clean shaven before they got there, but they're going to shave you down.
You're beautifully hairy, just like me.
The nurse is holding your stuff out of the way.
See, that's what I'm afraid of. Like, when I go to the doctor, my dick is as small as it's ever been.
Yeah. And my nurse was attractive. So it's very emasculating. It's not.
Dude, I got an innie.
It's not a fun situation. No. Well, then you're good. Then she doesn't even need to be there other than just maybe hold your hand.
I don't want a female there.
So you see a little puff of smoke when they do the laser in.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm just messing with
you. No, you're not.
Yeah. So, so you're going through it. I'm having a conversation with them. I'm talking to them. I'm like, yeah, this is hey, it's a twist.
It's a fucking twist.
You retard.
Dude, I've been
fighting like it was an epic, like you were Hercules trying to get one of his seven tasks. So I'm sitting here having a conversation. They're like, what are you doing? Like, oh, we're going Christmas shopping, blah, blah, blah. And then I go, ah! And they go, oh, that's the pinch. Sorry. Okay, so we get done.
What's the pinch?
The pinch is the slight bit of pain you will feel, regardless.
Why?
Well, because you got to. Otherwise, you're going to feel a lot more. The two pains you'll feel is the shots and the pinch. So the pinch, when we got done, I was getting dressed, and I go to the nurse. I said, you guys totally undersold what the pinch was going to be. And she goes, yeah, because if we call it a kick to your balls, no one will ever get it done. I go, well, that's more accurate.
I don't want that.
But it's quick, and it's gone. Here's the thing. They tell you that if you need it, they will give you pain medicine, right?
Like?
Codeine or whatever. I don't think. Yeah, you're good. You're gonna be out. So, I will say this.
We will be drinking and taking Percocet.
It's gonna be a hell of a podcast.
High five.
So I went to Christmas shopping with Missy. Felt great because you're all doped up, man. You don't know.
Just buying everything.
Well, we're shopping. I'm walking around.
Missy's best Christmas.
About 2 hours after, we're sitting at a store, and I start breaking out in a massive sweat. And she goes, "Are you okay?" I go, "I gotta sit down. We gotta get home." If I didn't have peas on my nuts for about 4 days solid, it was uncomfortable. It was unbearable. Frozen peas. Go buy some frozen peas.
4 days.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. On day five, I felt good. Day six, I get a phone call from Walgreens saying, Jeremy, are you going to pick up your prescription?
Four?
I said, what prescription? They go, the pain medicine. Your doctor called in. They never told me they
you
called it in.
Fuckers.
I know. I go, no, I don't need it now because now I'm walking like a normal person.
Is it socially acceptable to have your then 4-year-old to go get the peas for you to ice your nuts?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I sent Kaylin at the time to go get some. Sweet. You know, but I don't know what just happened there. What was that, Louie?
Yeah.
He freaked out. You scared my dog. Here's the upside. Whenever you're up to it, they say you can start having sex or masturbating. That's usually around after 7 days. If you feel up to it, you can start.
Do you cum blood?
No.
That's cool.
Yeah. You. Nothing changes there.
Looks like that ooze from Ghostbusters 2. Yeah.
No, it's everything's the same. But you are prescribed. You have a prescription that you must. I could get the numbers wrong. Could have them reverse. You have to ejaculate 20 times in a 30-day calendar.
Jesus.
Before you go and submit a sample. You got to submit a sample because to make sure your pipes are clean and the thing took.
20 times?
Yeah, because that's how much backed up swimmers you could have.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so your wife's just going to have to understand, sweetheart, I got to go masturbate today.
No, sorry. Just open them up.
Yeah.
Listen, it only took 40 seconds to make baby one and two and three.
So, you're cutting time out of the day if you just help me with
this. A minute out of your life ain't going to
hurt. Well, but regardless, might not always be there, so you got to come up with a combination of ejaculating 20 times. But you don't want to assume that you're shooting blanks, because you could still get pregnant again.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so you got to make sure that no matter what happens, that stuff's being shot out into the ether.
I don't want to buy condoms again.
No, you just...
I'm an adult.
You know, shoot that stuff out to the wind. Like those silk spiders that just let that shit fly out. Look like that.
Coming in the wind.
Film it, and you can put it in 4K slow motion, and it'll be like Planet Earth. We'll call it human body.
Exactly. They wouldn't know where it came from.
Yeah. What's that? Turtle spitting out of that gel.
Little dick joke.
But hey, congratulations! You're about to be a dad again.
Hey, thanks.
Everything's different, man. Once that you've now allowed them to equal strength, or that you're now on level playing field.
Yeah.
And bravo to you for not getting a third. And I apologize to all my friends that have more than two
hard
kids.
Pass.
But once you get outnumbered, you're fucked.
I don't want a second one.
Yeah.
We argued, and not argued, but she's like, "Yeah, we're gonna have a second."
For sure. You weren't there. I saw it.
You saw what?
When she said, "He doesn't have a choice."
Oh, I know. She fucking said that to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I looked at Nick like, what the fuck did I just witness? The boss of the relationship?
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. So you're about to head up next week to, I'm watching the dog. You're heading up to to Youper?
We're going to Grand Rapids.
Oh, you're going to Grand Rapids. Yeah. I was there. Hey, you're drinking out of a Grand Rapids, a mug I got from Grand Rapids.
I know it. Yeah. We're going to Founders for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's a good brewery.
And I'm going to play some disc golf. I got two rounds planned with local guys up there.
Weather's probably going to be great for that.
Dude, I can't wait.
I bet you get some winds.
Yeah, that's a safe assumption.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be a different world. Because we get wind here, but you don't get that lake effect wind.
It's not. It's like 2 hours from the lake.
Yeah, big ass fucking lake to be 2 hours from. We ain't got a lake like that around here.
That's true.
Yeah,
we get lake effect from Lake of the Ozarks.
You get lake effect snow. You'll get wind.
That's true.
But I mean, it's still going to be a great time. You're going at the right time of the year.
I can't wait.
I think we're done. Oh wait,
we're not done.
I always throw it to Missy.
We haven't talked about the dadisms. And I was almost about to say you've become a master podcaster because you took it all the way back around
to the
cold open.
Yeah, so you do want to discuss the dadisms?
Yeah.
All right.
Why wouldn't you?
Lay them on me.
Do you have any?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I'm sure I do. I have a bunch of good dad jokes. Not dad jokes. No, well, let me rephrase that. I don't have any good dad jokes. No one does.
I have good dad jokes in the moment.
So Hayden or Kalen will always say, hey, can you grab me a soda, Dad? And I'll say, sure, but what's a soda, Dad? I do that to her all the time.
Yes.
And a couple days ago, I was rolling out of the house, getting in the car, and I said, hey, can you water the plants, Mom? And Kaylin ran to the door as I was leaving and opened the door and said, Dad, roll your window down. I rolled it down. She goes, what's a flowers, Mom? And I go, you got me.
You win.
You got me. So what are yours?
We're talking about Fortnite.
Fortnite.
I call it a variation of fork knife, fork knife, fork knife.
Pork knife. Could be all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, all kinds of weird shit. But what used to piss me off when I was a kid was when the adults would say things wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Were you recording when we talked about this?
Yeah, already? Yeah.
Okay. That was you.
I burped. I held it in.
But now I think they just did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. I do it to my daughter all the time.
Fork knife is my favorite one. I even do it when I'm having interviews with younger people.
Just to see if they bring it up.
Yeah,
later.
And they don't. Two of them have flinched.
Petrified.
So do you play, what do the kids call it? Fork knife? Just to see the kids. That's my favorite thing.
Kaylin, I do it to her on musicians now.
Oh, dude.
Like, Camilla, or I don't even know her name. I say their names so wrong so often on purpose. I don't even know their right names.
Kanye West.
Oh no, that is one. He's old enough. I don't do that to him on that.
No. Yeah. You need anything that they're into. Mispronounce.
She's not into Kanye West at all. She's into Dreezy.
Well, like Stella's into Toy Story.
Yeah.
And Toy Story 3 is her favorite. Have you seen Toy Story 3?
Yeah, yeah. We've talked about it on this podcast.
You have?
Yeah.
Why?
We brought up a list of the saddest moments that in Disney or in Pixar movies.
Uh-huh.
And
was it the beginning or the end of it?
They voted that one high up when they thought they were going to die in the inferno.
When they're just holding hands with each other.
But like, I think, right, but I think the sadder moment is when he goes to hand him off and then knee-jerk pulls him back, won't let her have him.
Yeah.
The saddest that was voted on by the fans in Sci-Fi Wire was the saddest moment in Pixar movies was the beginning of Up, which is by far the...
That's the best love story ever told.
Yeah, and that makes you get... in the and that is such a great movie because yeah. It starts at the saddest moment and goes up from there.
Right.
Yeah, good movie. Those are good. It's a good thing.
It's better than like Love Actually. Any
I dig Love Actually.
Yeah, I did too.
Yep.
But there's no better love story than Up. All you have to do is watch it for the first 10 minutes.
And then, don't watch it, and you'll think it's the best sad movie ever made.
But even Stella, at 2.5 years old, gets annoyed by me saying things wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, there's Trex. There's no daddy, it's Rex.
Oh, and...
like, haha, you fell for it.
And that just encourages you.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm
writing down... I have 4 pages of what's wrong.
My God. Yeah. The fact that you write them down is a problem.
I made that up.
Sure you did.
I didn't.
I don't know. I'm sure I do it a lot. I'm sure if my daughters could sit here and spill the beans and tell you all the things I do to them. Yeah. It's a good time. Tormenting my kids is probably the best hobby I have.
What else did you have written down here?
We did it all. We got
$1 trillion.
$1 trillion. You had to put your little pinky up. Nice. The only other thing I had was going to be in the throw it to Missy segment, which was going to be comic book based, but since Bender's not here, I'm not going to bring it up.
Okay.
Fair. Hayden's going to work with me tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, because it's an office day because we're shorthanded.
You mean she's sleeping in and you're going to go to a bar?
Sick. Yeah, she's going to go to the work. She's gone to bars with me in the past. I don't know. I find that perfectly out.
That's right.
I'm not drinking alone, motherfucker.
I don't drink alone either.
Kaylin's going to her dad's this weekend. Missy's out of town, so I have to take Hayden with me. But then it's a couple of best buds hanging out all weekend.
Nice.
So that's what we're doing. But yeah, that's all I brought to the table. I'll do the old David Letterman. Last one taped to the desk. You just throw it away when you're done with the top 10. You got anything else you want to say?
I don't. Just check out Smoking Aces.
Very good people. Look for your putts tournament coming up in Shamrocks, which Mark's we're there all the time. Yep. So. Yeah, Marksman League are the putts.
Watch my putts.
Hey, putts. That's it. We're going to play the music. We're done.